All right, so I just want the audience to know that the gremlins are appearing. So Seb and I are gonna, I'm gonna, we're gonna get to the, well, we've hit a big chunk of what I wanted to talk about today, so we're good. But as far as bipolar and the hypnosis goes, now we know that people can be hypnotized to like lose weight, stop smoking, things like that. Do you think somebody can be hypnotized out of an illness?
Personally, I believe so. Absolutely. Because, again, it is what you think. It is what you believe it to be. Your mind creates the symptoms. Yeah. So let me give you an example. If you actually just imagine right now, you have a juicy lemon, right? You cut it in half, you squeeze a little bit, you look at it and you can see the juice running down, right? It's running down your hand. Now you shove it into your mouth, all of it. Yeah. Can you feel your mouth salivating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mind has control over your body. Your mind only responds to two things: the images you put in your mind and the words you tell yourself.
True.
That is it. And then broken down really simply, that's it.
So, I mean, in all actuality, to make it a little simpler for people to understand, our mind is a computer. And if we feed it garbage, we're going to get garbage out as our data. And if we feed it positive, we're going to get positive out.
Yeah,
basically.
Oh, right? Absolutely. It's like software. Yeah. When your computer gets old, you need to update it. And then our mind is exactly the same. We do it all the time. We have to update the Android, the little, robot thing on my phone every so often. Yeah.
In fact, I had to update this app before we could do this, before we could have this conversation. I mean,
exactly.
I had to update the app last time before we had the conversation too. So it's always, if you want to stay in the pack or remain a leader, you have to upgrade yourself from time to time.
Yeah.
Right. So
Absolutely. And it's the same. And then the beauty with hypnosis, right? It starts with what you do. Yeah. Obviously creating those new beliefs, creating those new thought patterns, but then it quickly, very quickly becomes who you are and what you do.
That is true.
Yeah.
So all right. So let's use me as an example, because I'm here. So when we first met, I was thinking I was in control. Well, was I actually thinking I was in control of my life? Actually, I don't think I was thinking I was in control of my life. I was thinking that my life was so far out of control that I could never manage to wrangle it back to any form of a substantial and validated life whatsoever. I mean, I think that's pretty much where I was at. I was kind of a mess. I was seeking a relationship with somebody who was unavailable to me. I'm living in a place which I hated. I disregarded everything good I had in my life and was only looking at everything I didn't have.
Yeah.
And I was miserable. I was pretty much a miserable bitch. I mean, I was really unhappy. I was jealous of everybody. I felt like I had no control over anything in my life whatsoever, and that the universe had me by the balls, which I don't have, guys. I don't have balls, but that the universe had me by my short hairs and was just whipping me around. And now 2 years later, and this isn't just because of Sev, but she definitely planted the seed in my head that I could do better for myself and that I had the capability to do so, and that it literally was in my grasp to have the life that I wanted, that not that I needed, that I wanted, and that I could achieve anything, absolutely anything I set my mind to. And you know what? 2 years later, it has proven to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's always getting better. Yeah. Always. It's always growing. You've got plants, you've got things happening in the background, and it is amazing. Yeah. Give it another 6 months and you're still not going to, you're not going to recognize that. Oh my goodness. Right. You know, we'll have a conversation because you remember in March we were chatting and look now, it's like the end of the year. And then look at how much more. Yeah. So the more we actually, you know, focus on what we have and what we can do, and then, you know, rather than, you know, like you said earlier, when, you know, a couple of years ago, you were only focusing on what you didn't have. You were jealous of people because you compared what they have to what you didn't have. And it was always on that lack. And it's, you know, it's just about a shift. I think we mentioned this in the last podcast, is shifting from lack toward abundance. And so instead of trying to get away from lack, just move your focus, your attention towards abundance, towards what you have. And it's a very slight but super potent shift that we can make. And going back to where you were saying, yes, I gave you the information, but you had the choice to listen and to put them into practice. And everyone has that choice.
Yes, yeah, that is absolutely true. That's true. And there was one exercise that we did that my listeners can easily jump into if they choose to. And it is that you look at yourself as already having everything that you desire. Yeah. And how, so, and it sounds easy, right? how do we get my listeners to get into that mindset, to be able to step into who they want to become?
Okay, one way of doing it quite easily, I think that was like the quantum leap that we did, isn't it? And then in NLP and then in hypnosis is actually referred to as, you know, the timeline and almost kind of looking back. So the way that I would describe it, it's obviously to take a little bit of time and then, you know, take a few deep breaths and then actually be calm when you go through this exercise. And so just to sit down, take a little bit of time, and then imagine yourself in a year's time, in 2 years' time, in 5 years' time, whatever your goal is, and look at how you want to be in that time scale. And just visualize everything, who you are, where you live, what you have, but really focus on that energy. Not the fact you don't have it now, but how you are going to feel when you get it. Because another thing that is true about your mind, whatever you can imagine, you can manifest, you can get, you can attract. Yeah, I've never had any visions of becoming a doctor. That just doesn't call out to me. So I never ever thought about it. You know what I mean? It's just, so you are called to wanting something specific. And that is what your soul wants for you, your higher self. So spend a little bit of time and really feel everything. Where will you be? How will you be dressed? What are you looking like? How is your hair even? You know, just little details. Mm-hmm. And once you've actually have that image, just actually stand there in your, you know, in your third eye, in your mind, in your imagination, and almost turn back and look back to where you are now and see what steps you have taken to get there. And once you actually come back to the real, to the reality, to now, to right now, you actually have a much better idea of the steps you can take you to that place, to that life that you want.
And the minute you start acting in your today life as if you are already your future self, you're on your way.
Absolutely. One thing that I want to mention about these, the as if, many people actually take it really, really way, way too far. They're like, well, okay, well, in 5 years' time, I'm a millionaire. I'm going to go and buy a brand new car. I'm going to have Louis Vuitton bags. But they actually get themselves, seriously, you have no idea. But they get themselves so much shit, so much debt, because they believe they have to live as if. You don't have to live as if. You have to feel as if. And that is a huge difference that,
that is true.
That people are not getting.
That's massive. Yeah. No, you're not pretending that you are already your future self. You are projecting onto yourself now who you are as your future self.
Absolutely spot on.
Yeah. Okay, cool. because you know, like, I've not moved. I'm still here. However, I have done everything in my power to positively change the influence that I have around where I live to make it better. Okay. And I do project to eventually be out of here. However, the more I try to get out of here, it's like the more I have to stay. My mission here is not done yet. So I'm here for a little while. However, my mindset is that I am here, but I will not be here forever.
Yeah. And it's going back to like, life is going to be so much better when I have it. Right. And it's just like,
right. But it might not, not be.
I know it might not be, but then if we actually go into that frequency, that life is going to be so much better when I have it, then we stay more stuck because we actually unable to be present. We are unable to just really appreciate what we have because we are too focused and too obsessed with having what it is we desire.
Right. That is true. That is true. And I mean, I can't say this for all my listeners because, as you well know, this is an international show, and somebody could legitimately be listening to this interview in a hut in Kenya on a dirt floor. So I cannot make materialistic comparisons between any of my listeners and myself. However, we all have a brain and we all have a mind, and legitimately, we are all we are. What we have are outward possessions, but what we are internally is what we are. And that is what we can focus on improving. And as when we start to improve that, then our outward stuff will also start to improve within our lives.
Absolutely. It always comes from inside. Whatever we actually see physically on the outside is a projection, is a manifestation. It's something, is a behavior, is everything that we feel and we are on the inside. And if we don't like what we see, we need to take it. We need to take a stock check. We need to actually change it and look at what we don't like and actually make the choice to do it.
Right. Yeah. To fix it or not, or choice to not fix it, because by not making a choice,
making a choice.
And that's a tricky one for people to get around with. They're like, I'm just going to do nothing. And it's like, you're making a choice to do nothing. No, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's a choice. So there we go, guys. So, that's great stuff. And again, is there anything? So we're coming down to the countdown, and I'm not trusting the leprechauns and gremlins so much right now. So, is there anything that you want to leave them with? I don't know if you've got your Createx course up and running yet, or if there's anything that you want to leave the listeners with.
It is up and running. It's actually went live. It just went out into the world on Monday this week. So I've already had some really, really good feedback on it. It's a short course. It is called Divine Createx. I love that word. It just, it just encompasses my idea of women, right? We're just here to create and we decide. Right. So anyway, divine, because we're all divine. Divine Createx wealth activation. So we need to activate that frequency within us in order to attract more wealth, more money, more opportunity into our lives. But then this is done via different ways. So what I have included into the course, it is a short course. It is priced at $7. $7 because I want to make a huge impact into the world. I want to give everyone the opportunity to actually get on their way and, you know, just knock it out of the park and then just do something. So we have a ritual to actually clean and cleanse your energy field. So to actually get rid of any residual, any, you know, energetic connections that we have with people. And because there's always, you know, an energetic cord actually attached between various people because you have contact and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I've also included a money activation meditation. So something you actually listen to and then you create consciously, you actually create, you know, new thoughts, you know, new ideas, new goals. And I also have included a hypnosis, which is a wealth activation hypnosis within it. So obviously I take you into hypnosis. You actually do it at home every single night over a 21-day period. As you fall asleep, it lasts, I think it's about 35 minutes, so it's not hugely long. And that actually rewires your thinking, you know, in a way that benefits you greatly. And that actually cleans your energy field, changes your beliefs. So then you're actually more aware, you are activating that frequency of being aware of opportunities, not repulsing opportunities, not repulsing money, because half the time we notice that we're not manifesting it and we're not attracting it, but we're actually repulsing it. So, you know, so that needs to be shifting. So this is my brand new course. Thank you for mentioning it, Dawn. It's it went out into world on Monday. Priced at $7. It's just going to stay that price. $7. It is yours for life. Just, you know, keep, just, you know, keep doing it. When you finish the 21-day period, just do come back, you know, every so often and just have a top up, really. You know, it's like when we're a bit more thirsty, you have a top up and you feel better, you know, and then for one couple of nights and then you're off again. So,
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'll link that in the show notes and all that so that people can find you. And I'll also link the group, which is amazing. And it's not just because Chev leads it, but it's also because we became a family in that group. I mean, it's kind of what happened. Like, we became a family of like-minded individuals who all want the same thing, which is basically to just better the world. That's really
a community, isn't it? I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And it's like, and even when we disagree in such a way that it's respectful and we all learn from each other and we all just want each other to succeed, which is unheard of.
Very much
world.
So. But then that's very true. There's, you know, there's no competition. They just, you know, every week that the group is open. Yeah. Anyone can come and post something. Obviously, it needs to be respectful and it cannot be bullying. Yep. But other than that, just come and share your struggles. Yep. Come and share your wins. Come and share your aha moments, your insights, whatever you want. The group is open. It's a community. It's not a stage show for me to, hey, I'm Sev, look at me. You know, just every week, you know, people are welcome and they're invited to come and share their business and shout out about their offers and what they do. And, you know, people have gotten business from my group, from my community, because we are very much a community. And that really, really helps.
I've seen people, I've seen a couple of the ladies, I'm not going to out them on here, but I've seen a couple of the ladies, like, just triple their the amount of reach that they had within their businesses and just like jump. I mean, I've witnessed it, and I don't look at the podcast as a business because I'm not trying to make money off it. However, I have seen leaps and bounds within the podcast and stuff just by being part of the group, by the ladies listening in and sharing it on their own, which I didn't even know was going on.
It's awesome.
But thank you. You know, I'm really, I don't remember how exactly I discovered you, if it was through Terry or not, but either way, it doesn't matter. But I mean, and the whole thing with me and Terry is a totally separate podcast. So, and we, once you get into that, but I will link all of Sev's stuff to you all so that you can find her. And I'll also link you to a free hypnosis that she still has available, Confidence in Your Business, which will if you've never done hypnosis, it is a really great baby step to doing it, so that you're not scared of it and you are comfortable in going into a longer hypnosis and everything else that Sev can offer. Because she's not just a one trick pony here, guys. So, you know, even though a one trick pony, if he could juggle, would be really cool.
Yeah, it's not one of my forte.
Yeah,
Sev. Pass.
But anyway, Sev.
Okay.
So we're gonna conclude this because
yes.
We made it. Yes, without too much trouble. And I will link all your stuff. It'll be on the show notes. And is there anything you want to leave them with? Any great Pisces wisdom before we conclude?
Any wisdom? Crikey, have I not given you enough? Only kidding.
Yeah.
No. Only kidding. Only kidding. What would I like to say? Yes, there's something that I would like to say, actually. So we were talking earlier about, you know, the mindset, and then how can people change already, you know, if they find it difficult to actually, you know, see what, you know, what they want to do, and, you know, so on and so forth, then they can actually have a think about what they would like to change, right? Because no amount of conscious will, you know, just like really pure heart, I'm willing this to change. No amount of that will change anything. But what I would like to leave your listeners with is what it's a question that I would like them to ponder on. Okay. So it's quite a deep question, but journal on it or think about it, ponder, you know, on it for a few days. And the question is this: what would I need, so you, right? So the question you ask it to yourself. So what would I need to believe for your goal? So what you want to create in the future for this goal to be true in my current reality? So you have the goal that you want to manifest, what you want to create in your life. So what would I need to believe for this goal to be true in my current reality? So that's a really, really good question to ask yourself. Definitely. To find out what beliefs you need to change, what old patterns that need to go, and what actions you need to take you one step further to that dream life that you can visualize already.
All right, guys, there's your homework. And I remember when Sev gave me this homework 2 years ago, and I was like, you're a freaking crazy
But look,
bitch.
You love me 2 years later. You're still here.
I do. So you're it's not really a taskmaster, but I want you all to think about it and work on that and consider it, because it will inevitably help you get to where you want to go. And on that note, I would like to wish my friend adieu.
Thank
I
you.
Love you.
Likewise.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. And you're I'm welcome. Really pleased we're actually managing to say goodbye to each other this time around.
I know. Me too. And that's why we're doing it quickly before the leprechaun show. Nope. All right, my friend. So I will hit you up when this goes
amazing.
Live, which will be, you know, soon. And everybody check out the show notes. I'm going to put all the links to how to reach Sev there, and if you private message her regarding a situation you're in, she will respond to you.
Yeah.
She will respond to you. So, you know, but don't flutter, guys, okay? But, okay? So, anyway, Sev, I love you, and thank you so, so much for coming back on our return trip here to get this concluded. And I look forward to having you back on again in the near future to talk more about,
definitely.
You know, quantum leaping. Once people
definitely.
Get through.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Likewise, thank you so much for having me back on, Dawn. It's been amazing. Have an
You're
amazing
welcome.
Day. And thank you so much to everyone for listening. Take care, lovely. Likewise.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love ya. Bye. Well, hello there, lovely. How are you?
Part deux. Hi, lovely. I'm great. Thank you, Dawn. How are you?
It's been a morning, so we're here and we're good, and we're going to get through this today. And everything is actually really, really good compared to last time when I talked to you, and you may or may not have known how like let down I was by this whole US government stimulus situation and everything. So, and then it was also a Doc's birthday and then that bird. And it was just a really interesting interview last time we had with like distractions around me. So, today is better. We have a date for the stimulus. I overslept my alarm 3 times. I spilled coffee all over my white dog. So he is now a he is now a brown, a white and brown speckled doggy who the cat. Well, it's funny because I didn't have any idea that my cats enjoyed coffee so much until they started cleaning up the dog. And it was like, oh my gosh. So this is where all my coffee is going. So
excellent. It saves you a job
as
well.
Funny. Yeah, I mean, I'm a cat, what do they call it, a cat corraler, but it was funny because I actually noticed the other day my mama kitty, and now her kittens are like almost 6 weeks old, so they're like weaning and stuff like that, but she had her paw in my coffee cup and was actually dipping her paw and licking and dipping her paw and licking and drinking my coffee, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's probably really not good.
Cats are funny though, they're funny creatures. Mine was licking. I was sitting outside at lunchtime and then I finished my salad and I had a bit of vinaigrette, you know, the bottom of the bowl. And then I turn around and she has her head inside the bowl licking the vinaigrette. And then I'm like, I had the same thought. I'm like, surely that's not good for you. But she carried on licking away. So what can you do?
I don't know. So I've always had a theory that cats are just aliens wearing cat suits and they're just here to like observe us and then report back up to the Federation. So, I mean, I could legitimately be right on track with that. I won't know until And I won't know and be able to tell people until I pass on from this mission.
Yeah.
And so the world will never actually know if they are aliens in cat suits, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
I know,
on
but they're really funny creatures though. You know, the way that they look at you sometimes, you know, my cat very often looks at me, but she looks pissed off and you can really tell she's miffed with something. It is just hilarious. It's like a really, really funny look.
And they're annoyed with us because we don't understand what it is that they're trying to convey to us. And it's like, oh my gosh, just tell the dog and the dog will tell me and then we'll get the situation straightened out. All right. So for the listeners, this is part two of my interview with Sev. We talked on the 17th. So if you missed the first one, it's not imperative you go back and listen to it in order to understand what's going to go on in this interview. But it is imperative that you go back to listen to it to see how awesome Sev is. So,
thank you.
Welcome. So I'm going to give a super quick recap on what we talked about last time. We talked about the 7 laws of attraction. Yeah. We talked about your life and upbringing and your suicide attempt and your moving from a period of time where you just didn't know what the hell was going on and what you were going to do and how you were going to take care of yourself and your babies to now where you are a law of attraction coach, helping people to become the best version of themselves possible.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool. I'll take that. Thanks, Dawn. Good intro, love.
Go ahead. See, that's what happens when I'm like overtired and stuff and I get this brilliant stuff just comes off the top of my head. So so there we go. So and I don't really want to go back through all that too much. Like if you guys want to know about the 7 laws of attraction and how they affect your daily life, definitely go back and listen to the other show because we go into detail on some of the 7 laws and how they affect your life now and how it can affect your life in the future with manifestation. But I do want to just briefly, before we go into hypnosis and hypnotherapy, which is going to be the brunt of this interview, I do want to go back into just a little bit because I know that a lot of people are still doing this and will continue to do this until they understand what they are doing. I really want to talk a little bit more about the manifestation of lack and how we go about that subconsciously and not even realizing that is exactly what we are doing and why we are creating absolutely nothing in our lives. So, Right?
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
let's talk about that. And I think that actually is one of the seven laws, but I just actually can't remember which one it falls under right now. But let's have you, my expert, talk a little bit more about the manifestation of lack and how we can catch that in our own minds while we're doing it and knock the shit off so that we can actually have some abundance.
Yeah, wouldn't that
Yeah.
The problem with the, see, the law of attraction actually works all the time. Whether you are aware of it or not, just works all the time. It's exactly the same as the law of gravity. We are not aware of it, but we walk with our feet, you know, firmly planted on the ground, and we are very much on the ground. So the law of attraction actually works all the time. The thing is with the law of attraction, to actually allow it, because it's very much an allowance, we have to allow it to work into our life. There's, you know, it's something that I wrote in my group today, actually. I wanted to talk about that biggest paradox of working with the law of attraction, because obviously, during our last interview, we talked about the origin of the law of attraction. We talked about, you know, bits and bobs, and it really came into light about just over a decade ago with the book, The Secret. And it is an amazing book, and I have read it. I've read all of them from, Rhonda Byrne, and they are a very good start to understanding the universe and the law of attraction. And it's a start, and I really want to point that out, because books like this have actually made people think that the universe is like Santa Claus, that you're actually going to write a list and poof, you know, you pop a tree up, and then suddenly that's it. So do you know what I mean? But then this concept,
I do,
yeah.
but it's not like
No,
that.
totally not. It's not like this, because ultimately we are co-creators, and we have a very, very important job to do. And this job is to take actions, and we have to take actions based on the goals and the desires that we want to manifest in our lives. And in order to do this, those actions need to be congruent with those goals. They need to form a line. This is where the the word being aligned, you know, spiritually speaking, comes from. So the thing is, you know, focusing on how much, sorry, let me take one step back. So you've got that goal that you consciously know that you want to create in your life, which is amazing. It's great. This is a great start. And but then we start focusing on, oh my God, life is going to be so good when this comes in. It's going to be amazing. And how much better life is going to be when this comes in, right? But then that keeps us, yeah, but that's normal. That's being human, right? But what people don't really understand is that feeling, that focus on how good life is going to be when that comes in, actually keeps us energetically stuck exactly where we are. And where we are is without that goal, right? So, and it's a difficult concept to get your head around, because people are like, well, yeah, but that I want it, right? So I need to focus on it for it to come in. And I'm like, yes, you need to focus on it for it to come in. And you have to be very clear. But you don't have to just live your life as your life depends on that manifestation
On
coming
that
in.
one thing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So we need to be clear about what we want, and we need to take actions towards what we actually want. But ultimately, we still have to feel complete whether or not this manifestation comes in. And this is where, you know, that just trips a lot of people, because it's that concept of like, well, yeah, but I really, really want it. But that creates an energetic anchor, and it's like a ship on the dock, right? The anchor's down, it ain't moving, it's not going anywhere. And the same happens for us. So it's difficult to get our head around it, but what I suggest to my clients and my students is to actually focus on appreciation. And I know that the whole concept around gratitude is very big at the moment, and that's amazing. But for me,
It's finally getting
yeah,
there. Yeah. I
totally.
mean, it's taken a long time for people to realize like that's part of mindfulness and
Yes.
part of good mental health and just a healthy lifestyle in
Yeah.
general is to be grateful for everything, guys, not just the
Yeah.
good. You'd be grateful for the bad too, because it's an equal balance thing. And without the good, you can't have the bad, and you can't appreciate how much you actually have until you realize how much you could
Yeah,
not have.
that's very well said. Absolutely. But then I take it a step slightly higher than that. See, I focus on appreciation over gratitude. And gratitude is amazing. But then when you actually sit there with that feeling and that frequency of appreciation, and you just appreciate people in your life, you appreciate what you have. And to me, that has a much higher frequency than gratitude. And it's, it's a step up, and that's amazing to go through that. But then when we actually start about appreciating all that we have in this moment right now, just like you've just mentioned, then that frequency, the frequency we're there emitting because we've actually risen up, actually, make you realize that everything actually works out for you one way or another. So
It
it
really
does.
does. Yes, it really, really does. It does. It does. And just for me, I mean, we're going to use the stimulus thing because my listeners are well aware of my battle and my fight to get answers and everything. And I finally did get the answer. Well, I did finally get the answers, and there is a conclusion to this, as there would have been regardless of whether it had eaten me alive or not. There would have been a conclusion one way or the other. But I took my angst around it. And actually not turned it into not so much a fight, but turned it into a quest to get answers for me and for everybody else that was in that pay group. Now, in hindsight, looking back on it, I knew we were going to get paid eventually. It was kind of retarded, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but it was kind of like a really useless way for me to actually use my energy towards that, because I totally depleted myself on worrying about it. And then coming to an answer that I knew in the back of my head was eventually going to come anyway, because there's 30 million of us. There's no way they're gonna secure. There's no way they're gonna get by it, right? But for some reason, it just and I'm starting to actually come to understand why. Because as a kid, I was promised a lot of stuff that never actually happened, and they would just hope that I would forget that they had said that they would do this for me. So it was a massive, massive trigger for me to feel lied to, I guess is what I'm trying to say. However, I could have so used that energy in different ways. And once I really did figure out what I was doing, I did flip my script towards accepting the fact that I didn't have it yet, it would come, and I already have more than enough. I mean, let's get down to it. I don't have a mansion and stuff, but I have plenty. I am set for life in all actuality. And I was actually bringing emptiness and lack into my life by hyper focusing on this money, which is gonna come anyway. So how I mean, and as you know, I'm ascending, and I am kind of really hyper aware of what I'm doing within my
Yeah,
own mindset.
absolutely.
However, people that may not be as advanced as I am yet at this level, what can they do? Are there like little signals and signs that they can catch within their own mind and be like, whoa, 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 stop. We're on the wrong path here. Back it up, back it up.
It all comes from, you've come so far, so far. And then it's very much an awareness thing, right? And then it's like listening to how we
Great.
feel because our mind actually controls our body, right? So when you're actually focused on
Everything,
something
yes.
that is negative, or even positive, you have that effect on your body. But even more so negative, you start feeling angry, you start feeling, you get headaches, you just clench your teeth and you're sweating, and all those symptoms actually comes out of your body. So it's all about being aware of this and checking in with, well, is this serving me? Can I do anything about it? And something that I mention as well a lot is, if there's something that you can control or you have control over, you can do something about it, then yes, go ahead and do it. Absolutely. But then if it's something completely out of your hands, right? This is somebody sitting in the flipping White House over there who actually has control over what, you know, you were really fretting about. There is literally nothing that you can do. And getting yourself really, really angry and really, you know, physically ill, because people take it to that point to be physically ill over it, it's not going to change anything. And I know it's easier said than done, crikey, I've been there too. I know that. But by just stepping back and listening, you know, taking a stock check of our emotions tells us how we are thinking. If we are thinking positive or negative, our emotions is actually, you know, the thing that we need to look at, because that gives us the answer every single time.
That is true. And I mean, and I mean, I did realize that I couldn't go to Washington and like actually, you know, flip the switch that would get the files transferred from where they needed to go to get this done. But I did legitimately do everything in my power that was available to me, which included emailing, a Twitter war, well, not really a Twitter war, but a Twitter battle, I guess is a good way to put it. I contacted everybody I possibly could to in government to let them to make them aware of the situation, because as we know, government, as with many things, is many levels, and they're not communicating with each other. So this level, right? This level wasn't aware that there was a glitch, and they thought everything was fine. So in hindsight, though I may have gone about it in a really traumatic and tragedy-filled way, I did help make a positive improvement on this towards people. Now, I mean, like I said, it eventually would have been caught up anyway, and it would have, and it would have been like, holy crap, what happened here? We forgot these people. And I don't know if I made it happen any quicker or not. It's kind of like that random ball thing where, you know, the amount of energy people are putting towards something and then the random generator thing you do. And I would really like, you know, I would like to see something like that regarding the stimulus and see like if on that one day, because there were so many people generating energy towards what is going on, if we actually did help to flip anything. But regardless of it, I mean, the conclusion came, and you know, and I'm not necessarily sad about the way I spent my energy on it, but I am a little bit upset with myself on the way that I made that such a focus of my life that I might have missed other positive aspects that were going on around me at that time that just totally went by me because I was so focused on this one lacking manifestation that I didn't even need, because I'm good, you know what I mean? But I wanted it because I felt I deserved it like everybody else. And that's a problem.
I think problem is a big word, right? Because ultimately, you know, you said that you did everything that you could have done, and which is great. And yeah, I agree. You probably didn't use your energy as well as you could have done, but you are learning from that. That has taught you a lesson that the next time something similar comes, you know how to deal with it. Also, you didn't milk it for days. Yeah, you did your bit and you flipped the switch. Yeah. Yeah, so that's like, you know, you really, really need to be proud of yourself. And this is something that humans are really bad at doing, because we tend to focus on stuff. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, I could have done this better. But then look how much you've done. Yeah, just, you know, if you backtrack a couple of years ago, would you have been able to flip the switch?
Oh, my gosh. Hell no. I probably would have been hospitalized over this situation, because I was literally depleting all my energy, everything. I wasn't doing anything but concentrating on this one thing. And and like you said, a couple of years ago, I probably actually would have wound up hospitalized over this, because it was going down a really negative, dark road that you know, because I'd been down this road, I was familiar with it. And I was like, holy crap, we got to turn around and do a U-turn here, because this is all going in a wrong direction. And I have everything I need. I am more than okay. And why why is this one thing getting on me? And it was because of the fairness issue, which is my own internal problem, which I need to, you know, I obviously still have some work to do because, you know, that kind of caught me off guard. Like, oh my God, no one else is freaking out about this. Everyone else is calmly just waiting. And I am like building trenches here, like, you know, to get an answer. And okay. And nothing for nothing. There were people that were following my, my little war on Facebook. And I did, you know, I did podcasts about it to let people know that I was working for my the mental health community, as well as, you know, veterans and other people that were forgotten in this payout date. However, I still, you know, if this ever comes around next time, yes, I am definitely going to modify my war tactics on this. But, you know, either way, like I said, I'm not sure, because how do we know that all that energy I was putting towards that didn't flip it in Washington, that, you know, the 250 email, legitimately 250 emails that I sent to every senator and congressperson. I was on it, man. I was like, I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding. I think when I go into a war, I'm well, you know, I fought it well. I mean, and I did. And I also messaged the White House, and I personally emailed Biden and Pelosi and Harris and all the upper class people and the Social Security Administration and the IRS and blah, 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 blah. And we got an answer. I mean, finally. But I mean, how much I would like to think that it was all because of me, which
Why
is
not?
Retarded because it's not. But
why not?
I would like
why
to
do
think,
you not have that power? You were taking actions that were congruent with your goal. Your goal was to get that payment. Yeah, you're obviously, you know, you got really, really, you know, you know that your energy got depleted because you didn't stop early enough. But ultimately, you know, the actions were congruent with your goals. You know, the frequency you could have taken up, you know, from a higher frequency to the right. Yes. But when you feel so attached to something, when it's something so personal, it is difficult to actually have that detachment. Yeah. And then, you know, it's all well and good, you know, giving advice and, oh yeah, this, that, and the other. But then ultimately everything happens for a reason. And, you know, that lesson needed to be learned. Yeah. And you have learned it.
True.
And this is it.
True. True. You got a point. Yeah, that is true. I didn't even think about it that way. Mm-hmm. See, but that is very true. And at one point, the fight, or it wasn't really a fight. It wasn't a fight, because there was nobody. I wasn't fighting with anybody but myself, literally. But the need for this answer became greater than me, and that is always when I know that I am on my right mission. Because it didn't, at a point when I finally realized, like, you have more than everything. You're fine. You're good. You know, you're gonna get. You'll get your actual pay on this date, which is coming up on Friday, and they will eventually catch up with you. And the fight became more, once I realized that the veterans were not included in it, it became more for them and for my 92-year-old next door neighbor who is ill and he needs the money. I mean, like, I don't need shit. You know what I mean? I need air, water, and a tent, the love of my kid, my babies. And other than that, I'm really fulfilled. I'm good. You know what I mean? I have everything I literally need. Now, he, on the other hand, does not. You know, he's ill. He's got 4-stage kidney cancer. He's old, and he's lived a good life, and it became for him that I wanted this answer to find out when he could get more wood so he wouldn't freeze to death. It's literally. Yeah, honest to God. And if I would have had the money, I would have bought him the wood. But you know, I got him an answer, and I did some other stuff for him, and I got him a load of wood for
That's
free.
That's an amazing manifestation. Yeah, you know, getting him. But it is, you know, people just seem to like skip over things like this. And this is a manifestation. You got your neighbor, somebody who actually really needed wood, so then he could keep warm because he's unwell, and you got it for free. Neither you nor him, who didn't have the money, had to pay for that wood. That is an amazing manifestation. But then we need to celebrate these. right? We need to celebrate this, because otherwise it's just like, all right, okay, well, you wanted something, I've brought it to you, you know, going back to the concept of, you know, manifesting in the universe, but then you actually don't celebrate it. Yeah, it's like about going back to the appreciation. Right. Things are happening in your life. Things are happening. And then going back from, you know, the thought and the knowledge that everything's actually working out for me, always one way or another. And some days it's like, shut up. Don't talk to me. Because it's like, what the hell are you, really? But then, you know, the next day, the momentum has stopped and it's a brand new momentum. We get brand new choices, you know, to make new decisions and new thoughts, and then things change. But we need to celebrate those small manifestations.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he has no idea who, how, why, or where the wood came from. So, yeah, you know, you might now. Hi, Jim. But other than that, I mean, so, but it was a manifestation, and I didn't even actually think of it that way. It was just a solution to a problem for me. But yeah, it was definitely a manifestation. So and he got, I think, 2 cords of wood for free. So he should be good up until next year. So and when I saw the truck pull up, and I was just like, don't run out there and don't get too excited and don't and just keep it on the DL, because he's sick, and you know, he's like I am. When people give him stuff, he doesn't know like how to like say thank you, or you know what I mean? So I didn't want to add any more pressure to his life than he was already feeling with, you know, with everything else. So anyway, so you're welcome, Jim, if you listen to my show, which you may or may not, but his kids, I think his kids do, but anyway. All right, so there we go. We have covered manifestation of lack in a huge way. So there we go, everybody. All right. So I want to get on to what your new thing. Well, it's not your new thing, but you do have a new course out. And let's talk a little bit about hypnosis. Now, not everybody, but I remember back in the day, they used to have hypnosis. People come on daily talk shows, which may or may not still happen. And they would get the audience to come up and do goofy shit like act like a monkey or pretend that they were a worm or all this stuff. And then in Vegas, they used to have them go a little bit more X-rated on those. And we don't really need to get into that. But how exactly does hypnosis work? And
to be honest, I'm not even sure how it was discovered. You actually caught me there. Something I'm going to have to check out. But then a stage hypnosis is like, you know, hypnosis has been going on for many, 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 many years. But I can't give you the actual date or how it was discovered. But stage hypnosis has given hypnotherapy a really, really bad name. But then it's actually given fear to people when it's just, you know, a modality that actually changes people's lives really, really quickly. And still to this day, you know, we don't have those shows on TVs and, you know, all those kind of things anymore. But yeah, just like, you know, clucking like a chicken around the stage, like, for goodness sake, really? It's like, is that what it was like entertainment was all about back in those days? It's just crazy.
Right? I mean, the stuff they used to make people do, and it was like, they have to be part of it. This has to be fake. And then you find out that it really actually wasn't fake, that they did get these people to do that. So how does that work? Because from what the little I understand about hypnosis is that you cannot be led to do something that you would not normally morally do within
that is
your
true
own, like,
that
boundaries.
Is absolutely
is that true.
So I have my doubts on stage hypnosis as well, to be perfectly honest, because you know you are always in control. Right. Yeah, it's not brainwash, it's not, you know, anything, it's you're not abducted, there's nothing going on like this at any point, because I have conversation with my client throughout, you know, the hypnosis. So if you're asleep, you can't reply to me, right? You're asleep, you're not in control.
Right.
But you are always awake.
Right.
But then it's a different stage. You know, it's a different part of the mind that we actually access. So the brain waves are completely different. And something that happens to the mind when you're hypnotized that doesn't happen when you are not hypnotized, so then when you're awake, is that your mind actually starts to let in better suggestions. Your mind is more susceptible. So it actually wires the mind to be different. And then by letting, so obviously hypnotherapy is hypnosis with therapy, mm-hmm. with suggestions, with healing, with positive change. This is where the therapy actually comes in. And that is done under hypnosis. So that, you know, so a hypnotherapist is a hypnotist, but obviously uses it, you know, properly, in inverted comma, you know, uses it to change someone's life positively. And by doing that.
Okay, so is hypnosis or hypnotherapy part of like neuroplasticity? Does it fall into that arena of brain activity?
Yeah, absolutely. Because hypnosis, hypnotherapy, actually, as I was saying, it just, you know, feeds you, you know, suggestions, positive suggestions. And those new suggestions actually create new neural pathways into your mind that, you know, creates your new habits, new way of thinking, your new behavior, and therefore your new actions in your life.
So I did hypnosis once with, I don't know, for maybe 2 months or something. And it was actually really traumatic for me. I didn't enjoy it at all. And it may have just been the whole situation I was in on top of it. But once I stopped with that person, I never went back to like therapy with them. And like you said, I wasn't asleep and I was aware of what was going on. And it was just, I don't know what it was. I mean, it might serve me better now that I'm like well on my way to recovery from my childhood and all that stuff that happened. And maybe it was just like a too soon type of situation of accepting the fact that all that had happened to me as a child and then diving head first into the hypnosis part of it of like in past, not like past life regression, but buried memories and stuff like that. So in a case like that where somebody's been traumatized, they're seeking help, is there an easier way to go into the hypnosis to help somebody, or is it just not for everybody?
See, science has proven that everyone can be hypnotized. Everyone can benefit from hypnotherapy. Again, different modalities, you know, resonate better with some people and better with some others. Yeah, just depending on what you're actually looking at. But ultimately, when you actually do a regression, so regression hypnotherapy actually takes you back into your childhood to, you know, pinpoint, you actually, maybe it wasn't explained to you, you know, properly at the time, or maybe you didn't take that information in. But then when you actually go back, you are not reliving that part. You actually, you are a spectator. You're actually viewing, you're reviewing what has happened. It's like, for example, if you fall down and graze your knee, and then you go back and think about that time, your knee is not going to start bleeding suddenly. You're not reliving that part. So it's actually having that understanding as well. Because, you know, for a long time as well, when I was thinking about my childhood, I could feel my body reacting to it because your mind has, you know, power over your body. So, you know, so that can be a little bit tricky. But with regards to, you know, hypnotherapy being for everybody, again, everybody, well, science has proven that everybody can, you know, be hypnotized. And there is an element of, you know, really See, to be hypnotized, you actually have to be relaxed. You have to be put into a stage of relaxation. And this is when your brain waves actually, change. And I don't know how you were taken into, hypnosis, but maybe that particular way was not for you.
Did it work? That could be. It was he twirled a coin or something on a string, and then like we did a count back, and that's about all I remember of it. And I remember being extremely scared, which I'm sure did not help. Yeah, I was extremely scared. So yeah, and then and the way he had his office set up, so I would start to get relaxed, and then he had the chair that I would be sitting in was next to a door. So every time I would start to put my head back, I would slam my head on the doorknob. So we may not have actually ever gotten into a full state of hypnosis because of all those contributing factors that were around it. And and I could just always remember looking out the window, and there was like a bunch of pigeons. Every time I go in, there was like this bunch of pigeons on the ledge, and I would keep counting the pigeons as they were flying off the ledge. So it was like, in a way, I was absolutely trying to counteract everything he was trying to do by not falling into that fully hypnosis state, I think is what was going on. Plus, I didn't trust the guy, and I didn't enjoy the situation I was put in at that time. So I think there was a lot of, it wasn't exactly a voluntary situation I wasn't court mandated or anything, but it wasn't really a voluntary situation either. It was kind of like a stopgap situation for me going further down the rabbit hole I was already in. So, but it was a very unenjoyable situation. Now with you, I have done mini hypnosis, a few mini hypnoses with you, and they have actually been fruitful for me. I can remember the Quantum Leap one we did.
A couple of years ago now, nearly.
And if you want, it was. But I mean, it really helped me. And you remember when we first started? I'm gonna give the audience. So guys, when I first met Sev, I thought she was full of BS.
Shared this with me.
And I'm not gonna lie, you know it. And I thought she was just like an end to a means type of lady, and it was all about the money. And I have not paid Sev a cent for anything that she has helped me with. And she's not a bullshit artist. So at the end of this call and on the show notes, when you like go check her out on the group and stuff that we are in, just stand to know that she is not one of the shyster people out there. You're very welcome, because there are many, many shyster coaches out there who promise you the world and deliver absolutely nothing except a negative balance in your bank account. And Sev is not one of these. And in fact, she will very honestly tell you whether she thinks she can help you or not.
God,
which is not you. Yeah, which is not you. No, most people don't.
Why?
They're like, I'm going to drag you in. You're right. I'm going to reel you in, and I'm going to get you on your credit card, and you're going to forget about it. And I'm going to hit you up for $250 every freaking month until you cancel it. And then it's like, and you're going to get no benefit from me whatsoever, except more stress. So Sev is not one of these coaches. So just, keep this in mind. But I mean, you're well aware of it. I mean, like the amount of life coaches out there right now exceeds the amount of people on the planet Earth, I think. So it's just like, it's crazy, it's just crazy. And, I don't necessarily want you to do a hypnosis on the show right now, because I would prefer that people actually contact you individually so that you can determine what will best help them in their life situation right now. And there's like not an all-inclusive hypnosis to make your life better, which Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
That would be pretty cool. But then when you think about all the things that, you know, you want, and then the top of your head, you know, many people come to me and I go, oh, I want to be more confident and I want to be successful and I want to be able to take better decisions. Oh, and I want money. I want to be wealthy. And then I want to feel really, really good about myself. And suddenly you've got six different things already. And you're like, okay. Right. So, you know.
Sorry, it's like yeah. What am I, the drive-through at Abundance or something?
Like Walmart. I love this. Brilliant. But the thing is that you know, joking apart, is like knowing that people think that the mind is such a complicated thing, such a complicated organ, and it really isn't. It really isn't. To put it really, really simply, your mind always does what it thinks you want it to do, right? What it thinks is in your best interest. So based on the information that you have fed it with over time, it will do what it thinks you want it to do, right? But then it doesn't take years to reprogram it, to create a new neural pathways, what we were talking about earlier. It takes people, because people learn differently and change differently, but it takes on average between 10 and 21 days, not weeks, not month, not years. That's days.
Right
days.
That's a drop in the bucket in the terms of your whole life. So yeah, most people really do. They're like, oh, it's going to take like 7 months for this to happen, and why would I bother? And it's like the minute you make that decision to make the change in your life, you're already on the right path. Oh, that's my
girl. I could not have said it better. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, very true though.
Yep. But I mean, I've lived it. I mean, it's like, and you know, seen the transformation in the 2 years, and any of and any of my long-term listeners on the podcast that have been with me since that first 3-minute and 33-second show that I put out, gosh, almost 2 years ago, we're coming
it's
up on,
ace.
Wow,
yeah,
2 year anniversary coming up soon. Wow. But I mean, I have legitimately taken all the advice from you personally and from your page and, you know, from some of the other peers that are in the group that have also grown along with me. And we have a definite track record that what you say will work when you use it properly.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. You can't screw around with it and half-ass it and hope to get the results that, you know, that you want if you're not going to put the work into it, because there is work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
you've got a choice. You always have the choice. You have the choice to get up and go and work out, or you have the choice to sit down and eat pizza all day and then whinge about your weight. Yeah, you always have a choice. And changing your mindset and changing the actions that you take every single day also comes with that choice. And you need to be consistent. But we're not talking about being consistent for like 10 years. We're talking about being consistent for 21 days. If you're one of those people who actually, changes over that amount of days, right? And it could even be 10 days. So it's 3 weeks.
It could be, exactly.
3 weeks. And then you just need to top it up as and when, you know, because sometimes you just feel, you know, you've got a little bit of a wobbler or something happens and you just need to top it up. And then we're talking about one session, and it's something that you do at home. It's not, you know, it is accessible.